It's the curse of the lonely ventriloquist, with no one to talk to but his wooden friend, all alone with his thoughts about sin and women and sin. To the dummy he said, my companion, you've been with me faithfully all of these years. Let me say that I'm sure that I speak for both of us when I say I love you to tears.
The wooden dummy's glass eyes grew old and colder as they winked in a yellowish flat clatter like big bat wings in the moonlight at midnight. The gloss-glazed, grimaced, permagrin ventriloquist mannequin was inside his own painted-on skin for a change as his deranged voice box suddenly sprang to life.
Teeter totter, tickle tickles, tickle tethers, so kill him! Kill him! Kill him!
The lonely old vaudeville entertainer knew this was strange, because that wasn't how that old poem went. Ventriloquism was his art, and he'd always thrown his voice like a dart to a bullseye. So why was the little wooden guy now trying to entice a killing? Well, he was more than willing. He was warped from being left out in the rain in his suitcase by the porter on the train into town. His familiar, freckle-painted smile had now become an upside-down, demented Danny O'Day frown. He got down from the big knee where he sat and spat some sap on the floor because linoleum offended him, the way it covered up the pretty planks underneath. Twisting the knob on the door as if he were shaking his hand because he knew it was a relative, he felt as if he should get revenge.
Yeah.
The hinges on his moving mouth mechanism were beginning to rust. At least he could trust that the lonely old ventriloquist he depended on to have his demonic dummy voice thrown wouldn't leave him and go out on his own. He groaned at the pain from the strain on his wood grain, and his papier-mâché eyebrows drooped into a soggy V-shape of hateful, evil, ventriloquial upheaval. Yes, he would go medieval on their ass. His basswood-carved fingers split into sharp splinters like spears on the end of a club. Blood from the train porter, disorder at the depot, and the people were shocked at the ventriloquist act. He cracked them up, but this crowd was not happy as they apprehended him. But someone was laughing. Right next to the victim, lie still in its place, a dummy with bloodstains and a smile on his face.
It's the curse of the lonely ventriloquist, with no one to talk to but his wooden friend, all alone with his thoughts about sinning and women and seeing.